Sometimes you just need a fix. FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fix some lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, it's your time of the year.
Is it?
Yeah, nobody gets into the holidays like the Carmens. And I know because I've received the Carmen Christmas card in the past.
Good.
Must be nice.
Always a thing of beauty.
I send it to your ex-wife's house by accident.
Yeah, Kenny has done
constantly.
This.
She's moved 3 times.
Yeah, well.
And he keeps asking her, what's your next address?
Gotta keep finding her.
Not what's your current, what's your next one? So that's always a big endeavor. Like some people, they do all out. I've seen people do video shoots now for their Christmas cards. So some people obviously get all into this and spend a ton of money on this. Kenny, how many addresses right now are in the Rolodex to send out those Christmas cards?
I'm not sure. Liz has ordered 200. Liz has ordered 200 Christmas cards.
Is that up from last season?
Yeah, she wants to make sure because she had to order more last year.
And is that because you have new contacts?
There will be some new names that are added to the list, but there are not. It's not like I would say there's about 4 that are added from last year to this year.
So is this like when you're sending thank you letters to Don Staley, and are you adding these names yourself?
No. I'm not sending Don Staley a Christmas card. I sent Don Staley a thank you note for coming on the show. I've sent lots of people thank you cards.
Well, are you adding the names for her to do?
No, I do them. Liz don't do them. I do them. Liz orders them. They come here, and then she goes, here you go.
Is that because of your handwriting?
Yes, for the most part. Well, I just fill them out on the, I put them in the envelope, and then I write them out, and away we go.
Then I have no further questions.
There you go.
Yeah, this just seems like so much work.
It's not.
So expensive.
It's not. It's, I don't know how expensive it is. I'm sure it's not the cheapest thing I've ever done.
Sending black and white.
What am I getting? What am I getting for my buck, right? I get a picture of the Carmens.
Yeah.
And then inside, when I open it, I get?
That's it. Well, I think it's just like a card. I don't think you open up the card.
Okay. So I think it's just I get?
Probably some sort of Bible verse. That's up to Liz.
Ken writes from the Carmens.
No, it just says from the Carmens. I don't have to write anything on the card.
You can just send me a link to that picture, man.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Instagram.
No, because the whole thing of it, it's supposed to be posted to a door or a wall or something like that when you get the Christmas card. That's the whole point of it. That's what you're supposed to do.
We'll just print it out. I have a digital photo frame. I'll just put it in
there. No. I know you, and you're not going to print it out. I want a physical card set.
I know you,
that's
and you're
going
to send it to a
this.
Woman that I divorced.
Well, that's your fault. I didn't send it to Indonesia. I sent it to Parma, Ohio.
I don't have any wives there.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And I'm not a fat white guy from Northeast Ohio.
So what pictures are you thinking of choosing? Are you narrowing it down?
I have no idea. Liz chooses it. I did tell Liz not to make it too religious this year.
Are you doing a specific photo shoot for this, or is it one of the photos you've already taken?
Are you guys dressed up like the Righteous Gemstones?
I mean, oh my gosh, that should be next year's Halloween costumes. Oh my God, that's a great idea. What'd you say there, Tom?
Did you take a specific photo for
We usually take pictures every other year. So this will be a collage, I think, of the last couple of years. This will be Sam's last Christmas card. Sam's going to be included in the Christmas card. Wow. That'll be it. And
even
then
he's dust. He's still on the card.
Ashes to ashes, dust to Christmas cards.
But she'll have the new doggy in there, right?
Ginny will be in there. Ginny Winnie will be in there.
And then what do you do for all the cards that you get? How do you display?
Put them on the door. You put them on the door to the basement.
So same way every year?
Yeah. Yep.
So I guess my last question is, you keep adding. You're up to 200. Is anybody going away?
I don't. If they die.
Yeah, but we know how that is with your Facebook messages. You can't necessarily keep track of everybody that dies.
Oh, I had an embarrassing one a while ago.
Well, they're all embarrassing.
Right. One, I found out.
Not be proud of one more than
I found out. One had been. I'm just going to admit it. I had been wishing this person happy birthday for 10 years. They had been passed for 11.
Whoopsie daisy!
That is by far the most egregious of the happy birthdays I have had miscues on.
Well, you'd figure somebody would have reached out.
Nobody did for a decade.
Oh, wow.
It was 10 years ago. I haven't heard from this person in a long time. And I looked and I went, I haven't heard from this person in over a decade. They have passed on. They are in the great beyond, and they've been passed on for a while. They were dead before my son was born. You just try to be nice. That's all I'm trying to do.
That's all you're trying
to
do.
I'm just trying to be a nice person. That's all I'm trying to do.
Owen, how much money do the Carmens spend on? I know you can't answer this, Ken. How much money do they spend?
I don't know.
On Christmas cards?
I'm gonna guess.
North of 300?
What's the card stock? Doing here? We're doing a pretty good card stock.
Because these are going to be really nice.
We're doing a gloss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying they're spending on... They're spending at least $8 a card.
No,
right?
No.
Well, don't forget postage.
No. Yes. Well, that's you can get ink. The cards, but you got to get the envelopes.
Yeah. Well, no. Are these cards?
Don't tell me the price. If you tell me the price, I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
This to a company that makes them for you and sends them back to you.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're paying.
No, we're not paying $8 a card.
$6 to $8 a
card.
No,
we're not paying $6 a card. They ain't I won't allow it. I won't allow it. No, you better not let my wife tell me.
Right, you don't want to find out.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know because then I'm not going to send out Christmas cards anymore.
The only thing ruined this Christmas.
People enjoy my Christmas cards that I send.
I mean, people complain about the price of milk. What are the price of these Christmas cards?
Well, you saw what's going on in California. They're damn well going to be concerned about the price of milk.
I voted because I was told that Christmas card prices would be coming down.
I mean, the economy in the Carmen household seems just fine.
Why are you counting my money? I don't even know how much money I have.
Well,
I'm going to
get one of the cards.
I don't know what I make.
Congratulations on all your success.
I mean, he's sending cards to dead people. He's sending cards to the ex-wives.
I never sent a card to a dead person. Oh, and I mean to send the card to her ex-husband, and it ends up to her. That's how that goes. I'm sorry. Well, there's a lot of people that I'd like to send Christmas cards to. I have my old neighbors in Ridgeville.
Mm-hmm.
I have people in the borough. I have the people we've worked with, the fine folks at North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, a place you can count on, and so.
You said it's a collage this year?
Yeah, I think
so. That's going to cost you more.
No, that's even what's an upcharge.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me what it is or I'm not going to want to do it.
Nobody's picked the collage in years.
John Greco's on the Christmas card list. He's going to join us next. He is on the Christmas card list. I didn't mean for that to be a terrible tease. It just went out that way. He is on the Christmas card list. Would John rather not me spend my money on a Christmas card to send him and his family?